Welcome to Nerd Off, a weekly trivia podcast brought to you by Highball Trivia. Two contestants will face off in 10 categories. Each player will wager 10 or 20 points for their opponent on every question. If a player gets the question right, they get the points. If they get it wrong, their opponent gets the points. At the end of regulation, players will each face two final questions, one in each player's specialty. To earn their wager, which can be any or all of the points they've earned so far, players have to get both questions correct. Now here's your host, Andrew Buxbaum.
We have a fantastic episode of Nerd Off for you, or at least a decent episode. We'll find out. Tim, you will be happy to know I am actually going to use your spreadsheet this time for scoring. We'll see how that goes. If I remember how to use it, I should. Let's start in Pittsburgh, introducing... that works for both of them. Liz, why don't you introduce yourself first since you're new here?
All right. I'm Liz Cannell. I run Madcap Trivia here in Pittsburgh. And other than that, I am afraid of sea creatures. And I like I like long walks on the beach, despite being afraid of sea creatures. But really, it's more of a way for me to look out and see my enemies and keep my eye on them. So that is my personal ad. Thank you.
I just host a podcast to keep an eye on my enemies. Paul, looking at you. Paul, on that note, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, Paul McLaughlin, also of Pittsburgh. Not quite as long as Liz, about 2 years in the city here, formerly of the fine state of New Jersey. Here I run Steel City Trivia, which is not nearly as good as Madcap Trivia, but we do what we can.
Not true.
Don't believe a word this woman says. And yeah, that's about it. I love sea creatures. I love jumping in the ocean. I miss being able to do that all the time. But other than that, yep.
Well, then you shouldn't have moved away, Paul. You shouldn't have moved away.
Keep the wife happy.
That's always a good thing. I'm not even going to argue that. Although if mine wanted to leave the state, we might have some issues there. I don't know. But luckily that's not happening. But what is happening is a game of Nerd Off. I'm on a little bit of a recording spree since I'm home with my new co-host. He's not joining us today though. He joins me for my nighttime recordings. he likes hosting at night.
Three in the morning. That sort of at night.
You know what? I probably could get a game together for 3 a.m.
That kid is the OQL good luck charm, no doubt about it.
That was literally the best game I've had in like 2 years of doing this. But we're gonna jump right in. Your first category today is gonna be in sports. Liz, what do you think Paul knows about sports? You want to give him 10 or 20 points?
I think it depends on the sport. Very much so, which, isn't that always the answer? I'm going to give Paul 10. I'm going to give Paul 10 to see how he's doing today.
All right. And Paul, what about for Liz?
Yeah, we're going to wade in the shallow end here. I know she is a very knowledgeable lady. We are going to go 10 on this.
Yeah, this should be an interesting game for wagering because you're both trivia writers and she grades your trivia all the time. She knows what you know. All right. So, Paul, we're going to kick it off with you. In a match lasting 5 hours, this man defeated Yannick Sinner to win the men's side of the French Open in 2025. And this is where Liz is going. I should have put 20 on this.
Yes, you should have. I don't know if I could name any current tennis player. I don't know if I could name a tennis player from the last 10 years. So we are going to, I don't want to go Johnson just because you might do that. I'm going to go Johnson.
I'm afraid I didn't go Johnson. It is Carlos Alcaraz.
So close.
You were very close. Very close. Could not have been closer. All right, Liz. After dropping the first set, this woman defeated Arina Sabalenka to win the women's side of the French Open.
Coco Gauff, the
It
great
was.
American player.
Yep, it was Coco Gauff.
Well, that is a name I've heard of, so.
Liz is coming out swinging. Coming out swinging.
Making a racket.
Yep.
Oh, ew,
Well played, Paul. Well played. That was very punny of you.
hey.
Our second category today is going to be in lyrics. I'm going to give you lyrics. You're going to give me the song title. Liz, what do you think Paul knows about songs here? You think you want
I'm
to give him
giving him
10 or
a
20?
10. Paul knows a lot about music.
And Paul, what about for Liz?
You know, it's funny. Yes, music, I know a lot about it. It's ostensibly my strongest category. But giving me lyrics, I often really freeze on it. There's been so many times I've been in this situation where I've been given lyrics to a song I absolutely know, but if I can't find the meter to it, I wind up just blowing it. So, but to answer your question, yeah, Liz knows music too. She's getting 10.
Right, tens across the board. I have a feeling we'll be seeing that for a lot of the game. I should have just made this every question's worth 10 points. That's what often happens when people know each other. They're like, no, I'm not risking this on this right here. And you know, unless it's Adam Spies, and then he's like, fuck it, 20s the whole way. But
Yes, indeed.
Oops, oops, all 20s.
yep. And just as a reminder for everyone, if you hit 200 points in this game, Adam Spies will send you a 200 club pin.
Right.
He actually doesn't agree with this, but you know that's the policy here at NerdOff. I give away other people's prizes. 300 points gets you a mini fig from Skillet Brew Trivia.
Hey.
No, that probably won't happen. I do have to come up with some sort of gimmicky prize though, other than giving people's away. We'll figure it out as we go. All
You
right.
pay for a nerd. You pay for a nerd off tattoo for the person.
I don't even have one of those. Should get one. That's a good call, Paul.
Isn't
That is a good call. All right, Liz. They're forming in a straight line. They're going through a tight wind. The kids are losing their minds. Paul's
Blitzkrieg
pissed off
Bop.
right now. Yep, that is correct.
I had that off a 4 minute in a straight line.
The Ramones.
All right, Paul. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
That is far less of a favorite of mine than Blitzkrieg Bop, but that's Stairway to
It is. It is. Sometimes they're just that easy, folks.
Heaven.
I tend to err on the easier side for the lyrics questions just because, well, like Paul said, it's, you know, a little bit harder than, you know, when you're not hearing the meter of the song. All right. Our third
Me a couple.
category today is going international. Paul, what do you want to give, Liz for this category?
Going international, what?
That's a good question.
But I know she is an international kind of person, so I'm just going 10 on this.
10. All right. Put that wager in. Hey, Tim, this spreadsheet is really fantastically easy to use. I don't know why the host hasn't been doing it up until now. And Liz, what about for Paul?
Well, I'm never going to get a pin unless I start like throwing 20s at him. So, you know, a minute for the pin. I'll do 20. I'll do 20. We'll see what Paul n knows about the world or if he's a provincial fuck, one or the other. Let's see.
That is a very, very wise call there, Liz.
Nah, I think you both will do fine here. All right. Paul, Operation Spiderwebs is a recent coordinated drone strike in the conflict between what two countries that focused on destroying warplanes?
I just happened to read about this not an hour ago. Ukraine and Russia.
It is Ukraine and Russia. Were you happen to
Dear
reading the
Kirstens.
Trivia Mastery Initiative?
Did I happen to read the TMI right before recording Nerd Off? Why would I ever do that?
Shout out to Jeffrey Sigurita and the Trivia Mastery Initiative is probably the best $5 a month you can spend if you're a trivia player or writer.
Good
Jeffrey,
job,
you really
Paul.
should up the price on that thing, but I'm not going to encourage that because I like to keep my money.
Thank you, Lee.
If you want to fund my buying of the Trivia Mastery Initiative, it's patreon.com/nerdoff. Pretty much everything I make on this goes into supporting other creators like Jeffrey Sigurton and the Trivia Mastery Initiative. Woo! All right, Liz.
Yeah.
Operation Rising Lion is a recent operation that focused on destroying nuclear capabilities in the conflict between what two countries?
Israel and that wacky Ayatollah in Iran.
That is correct.
I knew what the other half of this one was going to be.
I figured you did. I figured you did.
And now our great president's going to win the Peace Prize.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
How
Ugh.
wonderful. JK. JK.
Although I will say it was great watching him come a little unhinged yesterday morning after the ceasefire was broken, like immediately.
When he dropped the F-bomb on live
Yeah.
TV. Yeah. And
It's like that was great. It's like
the legendary
you have two countries that look to just launch whenever they can, and you really think a ceasefire is going to last? Come on now.
ceasefire.
Your fourth category into the in today's game is going to be in the subject of footy. In the subject of footy. Liz, what do you think Paul knows about football or soccer, as we, the rest of the world calls it, or as we call it, and the rest of the world calls it? Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, 10, because I got, yeah, 10, I think 10. I don't know. He could
And
know more than I think he knows, though. But he knows a lot about a lot, so I don't know.
he does know a lot about a lot. Paul, what does Liz know about soccer?
I'm gonna take a chance here. I am going 20 on this.
That's a good call, because see, if it had been about footsie, I know lots about footsie, but I don't know so much about footy. So I think you made a very wise call there.
That's fair.
I'll remember that the next time we sit across the table from one another.
Oh. All right. Liz, this became the first team in the English Football League system to earn three promotions in 3 years, all since Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney purchased the team in 2021.
I do know this because I watched this. This is Wrexham.
This is Wrexham.
See that? I know TV.
Yeah, that was absolutely a nobody is getting that until you mention Ryan Reynolds.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, Paul, your half of this question. This team, the most decorated team in France with 52 major titles, recently defeated Inter Milan to win its first Champions League title.
A French team. I can come up with two French teams.
One of them is probably correct.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that you can name two French teams. I can name one.
And actually, Paris Saint-Germain.
Don't doubt yourself, Paul. You are
Oh,
correct.
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good choice.
Marseille, and I know that Marseille is a team.
Marseille
Oh,
is
see,
a team.
that's more than I knew.
And that's about it for French footy.
Okay, then. Well, good job.
Thank you.
Good job. Yeah.
Well done.
Look at that, listeners. We got two Americans here that both got some international soccer questions correct there. See, America does know something about soccer. Especially if there's television programming about it.
Yeah, when you get the pop
Exactly.
lead in, that's a big help.
Yep. Your fifth category today is going to be in food.
Ooh.
Liz, what does Paul know about food?
I'm giving him a 10 because I think he knows about food.
All
I
right.
think he likes to eat it, and he
He does.
sometimes does eat it.
I've
So,
seen him
you
eat
know,
it.
I've seen him eat it. So, yeah, I'm gonna give him a 10.
I even
I've sat
occasionally.
down at tables with him where food has been provided.
Yeah.
Paul, what do you want to give Liz on this?
Well, I know what Liz's husband does for a living, so she is getting a 10.
I don't know what international assassin has to do with food.
Well, he uses it for poisoning.
Exactly. He also
Oh.
brings me home something from any country that he goes to do said poisoning.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Right, Paul.
Yes.
This U.S. company has announced that it is removing all artificial dyes from its food by 2027 to comply with RFK Jr.'s demands.
Is this on the TMI? I didn't see
It
this one.
is.
It is. Damn, I didn't see it in there. Okay. You know what? Can you repeat that? I just want to make sure I didn't
Yeah.
miss out on a keyword or anything.
You really didn't. This U.S. company has announced that it is removing all artificial dyes from its food by 2027 to comply with RFK Jr.'s demands. Another lovely politician that we have currently.
I have no real good guess. Who uses Chipotle?
I'm sorry, it's not Chipotle. I was being a little bit of a dick. It's Kraft Heinz. Giving you
And
the homegrown there.
the
Yeah.
Homegrown. Liz, let's see if you can nail your half of this.
Okay.
This fast casual restaurant, founded in 1993 by Steve Ells, is adding its first new dip in 5 years with the limited time release of Adobo Ranch.
First new dip. Place knows all of it, like has lots of dips? I'm gonna say Chipotle just because it's Adobo Ranch. So,
Yep, I was trying to keep a straight face when Paul said Chipotle
as soon as you asked that one, I'm like, shit, I just read this part of the
his
end.
answer.
Chipotle was on your mind for a reason, Paul.
Yep, clearly.
I wasn't sure like if it was one of those like chicken finger places, you know. I'm like, who does dips? But I guess Chipotle does.
Well, not very often. They haven't added one in 5 years.
That's true.
All right, let's take a look at what our score is. We're halfway through regulation here. Paul, you have 40. Liz, you have 80.
Ooh.
Still anyone's
Ooh.
game. Still very much anyone's game, if you've ever listened to
I
Nerdoff.
have come back from this situation before, so
I believe you can. I believe you can do
I believe in you too, Paul. Your sixth category today is going to be in mythology. Paul, what does Liz know about mythology?
quite a bit, I'm guessing. Yeah, she's getting a 10 on this.
He's getting a 10. And what about for our friend Paul?
I'm gonna give him a 10 as well.
Yeah, little known fact about Paul, he was there in the days of mythology.
Age jokes, they just never get old.
Actually, they do, Paul.
Yes,
All right. Wasn't expecting that, Paul. Good job. All right, Liz. This Greek goddess of the harvest and agriculture caused the earth's crops to wither when her daughter Persephone was taken to the underworld.
of the crops and agriculture. Is that Ceres?
It's Demeter. Demeter. It's okay. You're allowed to miss.
No.
Paul actually encourages it.
I absolutely do.
Paul.
Yes.
This Greek goddess of wisdom and warfare sprang fully grown and armored from the head of Zeus after he swallowed her pregnant mother, Metis. You were there, Paul.
That would have been terrifying to watch.
Greek goddess of wisdom and warfare. Did you say it's the mother or daughter of Metis?
It's the
That's
daughter of Metis.
I'm about 80% on this. I'm gonna go Athena.
You're going to go with the correct answer.
Good job.
Thank you.
Now you're only 20 points behind. This cannot stand.
Well, let's see what we can do with question number 7 in the category of presidents. It's going to be presidents not named Donald Trump, don't worry. Liz, what do you want to give Paul on presidents?
10. I think 10.
Okay. And Paul, what about for Liz?
I think I'm going to take a chance here because, since we're dealing with such a finite category, you're probably going to go deep cut on this. I'm going to try 20.
Okay. We think I went deep
Ooh,
cut. I
look
don't know
at
that I
that.
did. I don't know that I did. This one might bite you, Paul. All right, Paul. This man famously defeated Thomas Dewey in 1948, despite headlines that read otherwise.
Truman.
I believe you are correct there, Paul.
Dewey defeats Truman.
And instead of 1948 for the next question, we're going to 1984 for the next question. That's why I did this pair. The years inverted there. The election in 1984 saw the biggest electoral college landslide in history, with what man winning 49 states?
Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
That was definitely not a deep cut.
It
Nope.
was not.
Who was the losing candidate wouldn't even been a deep cut there.
Nope.
What state did he was the only one that the losing candidate won would be it'd be
Minnesota.
slightly deeper, yeah.
Yep.
Slightly, not quite deep, but slightly. Now I know I can't ask that at trivia, Paul.
Man.
It's a yes, you can.
You absolutely can. All right. We're going to move into literary questions about things that would never possibly happen ever. Heavily sarcastic. Yeah, so it's going to be a literature category. Paul, what do you want to give Liz for literature? Looks like she might read.
It's the glasses, right?
It
That's
is.
the giveaway. We're going 10.
Going 10. All right.
God, it's too broad. It's too broad. 10, I'm going to go 10 as well because he's also wearing glasses. Paul is wearing glasses.
That's fair. That's fair.
Old glasses podcast here.
Paul has read at some point in his life, I'm sure. Possibly even recently.
You're at TMI.
Yeah, we know he read the Trivia Mastery Initiative. So we at least know he knows how to read.
Except for the Heinz Kraft portion.
All right. So, Liz, this dystopian novel imagines a future where books are banned and firemen burn them.
That'd be what's it called? Fahrenheit 451.
That is Fahrenheit 451.
That is
See,
very hot.
that's not a literary question about things that would never possibly ever happen.
Ever, never, ever.
Yeah.
No.
Who would ban
Can't imagine
books?
it.
Yeah.
I'm going to pre-call and just say 1984.
And Paul, you are correct. You are
Was the
actually
question?
correct, but we will read the question for those at home. This novel features the Thought Police and a totalitarian leader named Big Brother. Yeah, wouldn't ever
Okay,
happen.
so by Trivial Warfare Sherlock rules, how many bonus points do I get for that?
Good. We don't do that here. We just give out other shows
We
prizes as our gimmicks. We don't use
don't give
their point
away
system.
other shows' points.
Yeah. I'm not stealing from something as big as Trivial Warfare. Jonathan and I are friends, but I don't need like a cease and desist from him. That's a quality show right there. This is like local access game show over here.
Hey, Spees boys, really listen to what he just said.
Hey, they're above me too.
Say, so you'll steal from them, but not from Jonathan, because that's a quality show.
Well, no, no, I just don't think the Spees boys give a shit enough to send me a cease and desist. They got better things on their agenda. Now, that hack over there at Skillet Brew, Chris Brewer, I mean, oof. Yeah, that's a terrible show right there. No, I love Skillet Brew. We actually have a little private bet going on. We're actually having an episode of Nerd Off written for me to face Brewer, and we've wagered our co-hosts for an episode. So if I win, I get Irene to be my scorer for an episode, and if he wins, he gets me and Oliver.
Yeah, when you said co, I thought, what are you gonna send Oliver over there?
Yep, I am. I absolutely am.
How much does it cost to ship a baby these days?
I don't know. That used to be a thing though.
Yeah, UPS would take anything. USPS, not UPS.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, but people actually used to ship children because it was actually like cheaper than like train fare. So like for like sending them to grandparents' house, there have been historical occasions where children have been shipped. I think I did a trivia minute on that, either that or I wrote a trivia minute and never published it for it. Also possible. Mm-hmm. That's going to come back again.
I think you did do a trivia minute on it. I'm thinking that's where I heard about this.
I was just like, that's appalling, but fascinating. So our ninth category today is going to be in television. Liz kind of tipped her hand there earlier, Paul. She knows a little bit about TV. What do you want to give her for this?
Oh, she's absolutely getting a 10 on this.
And Liz, what about for Paul?
Paul is getting a 10 because we've discussed television programs before.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 90% of his is The Simpsons.
That is true. But no, 10.
All right.
Not lying.
Yeah, but what does Rachel make him watch? So that's the thing. I don't know what Rachel is playing on the TV.
That's fair. That's fair. He did point out Happy Wife, Happy Life earlier.
Exactly.
What did we just watch? Why, the number one show on the Trivia Mastery Initiative.
Oh, shit. What was that? My recall is not good these days, Paul. The last 2.5 weeks has kind of been...
Yeah, little baby brained, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
oh my
I'm not
god.
Gonna actually name the show just in case it's Liz's question.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, Paul, this Netflix series dramatizes the lives of British royals from Queen Elizabeth II's reign onward.
The Crown.
That is The Crown. Sometimes they're just that easy, folks.
We have not watched that one.
Oh, I haven't either. Like, I've almost started it probably like 100 times. And then I'm just like, nah. I've got so many things on my to watch and to read list that just never get started. But, you know, it happens.
Now you have to add pulling threads to your to read list.
I know, right? I'll at least buy it if I don't read it. Because that's what Nick needs is more money.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. All right, Liz. This HBO series follows a rich, dysfunctional family who owns a global media empire.
Oh, God, I love this show so much. Succession.
It is Succession. Another one that I have to start that I had never started.
Oh, well, start when you have a lot of time because you're kind of going to want to binge it. I didn't start watching it until like the third season, but I watched those three seasons in like a week. Like I couldn't stop watching it. It was a problem.
Maybe I'll start it now because I work the overnights with the baby.
Yeah.
We watched three, maybe four episodes of it, and Rachel was just, nah, I'm out. So in almost all showcases, when one of us is out, the other is out. So.
Yeah.
No, see, I just take Randall upstairs. Too bad. I'm watching it. Have fun watching something else upstairs.
Well, your 10th category today is going to be.
Can I get a score check?
You can get a score check.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you please. This is, like I said, this is not a professional show. Interruptions are very allowed. Liz, you have 120 points. Paul, you have 90 points.
Okay.
We have a nice close game heading into the final question of regulation, which is in the category of before and after. So, as I told some folks on one of the most recent recordings, I don't use ChatGPT to write my questions. I've used it to come up with some categories, but I did want to see if it could come up with decent before and afters. I discovered it cannot. Out of like 100 before and afters I had it right for me, it gave me four that were like usable. It just puts two random facts together and two random answers together that aren't a before and after. It'll be like, I don't want to give any. It's just random crap. But Paul, what do you think Liz knows about before and afters? You think she's good at piecing them together?
Oh, sure. Wordplay. Yeah. Being clever. Absolutely. Yeah, this is all 10.
All 10. All right. Liz, what about for Paul? Is he clever?
Paul is very, very clever. 10.
All right. Liz, your before and after is a fast food restaurant meets a Shakespearean tragedy.
Big Macbeth?
Nope, I'm sorry. We were looking for Burger King Lear.
I didn't think that.
Well, quality guess, though.
It was. It was. Absolutely. All right, Paul. A hit song about world events meets a George R.R. Martin book.
Wow. We didn't start the fire. I have not read the Game of Thrones books. I know. I thought the first one. The first one is A Song of Ice and Fire, but that doesn't fit a before and after. Does he have a book?
You're really wishing for Burger King Lear right now.
Oh, I am absolutely wishing for that. I can't get A Song of Ice and Fire out of my head, but that doesn't work. I have to push that away. And okay, so this has to probably something not Game of Thrones, because those are all long titles and a song of or a tale of or a blah blah of. So what has he written? Oh, We Didn't Start the Fire and Blood. We Didn't Start the Fire and Blood.
You took your time getting there, but you got there. It's We Didn't Start the Fire and Blood.
Nice job.
Is that a prequel book?
It is. It's a history of the Targaryen family.
Okay. Wow.
So we finished regulation. Let me.
Tight.
It is nice and tight. It's 120 to 110. Paul, you're still trailing, but you've closed that gap. So let me tell you your final categories before you send me some wagers. We have cosmetic brands and 80s hair metal. I'll let you decide who picked what. Our 80s hair metal questions come courtesy of Brewer over at Skillet Brew Trivia. Go give him a listen if you haven't. So send me some wagers when you have a chance, anywhere from zero to whatever you have.
Not message everyone.
You don't want to message everyone?
I almost did that too. Yeah, message everyone. And then I already submitted mine, so.
Yes, you did.
Man, Paul, that was a good poll.
Thank you. Why is this only letting me message everyone?
They've changed it recently, and I forget how you get it to.
You go up to the top, and like where it says, like Drew's Zoom, whatever. And Like, do you see at the
Oh
top
yeah,
there? Click
quick,
on that.
yeah.
Or like click on.
Ah, got it, yep, okay. Thank you. Okay. All right, so now I just have to figure out my wager here.
Yes, you do. Infinity billion.
What was it, 120, 130?
No, 120, 110, you have 110. Sadly, neither of you will be able to reach the 300 threshold to get a minifig from Skillet Brew Trivia.
But a pin is still in play.
Pin is still in play. Remember, if you win that, you reach out to Adam Spies and he'll hook you up. Ooh, I have a message from Paul. I wonder what it is. It's exactly the wager I thought he was going to make. How did I ever guess that?
I'm sending you another private message.
Is it fuck you?
Don't talk about me, Paul, behind my back.
What's he sending me?
Is this like a thesis?
No, it was a short sentence with a lot of typos that I had to do a lot of backspacing in. So
here's the funny thing about your comment there, Paul. That was almost your question. All right, we're going to head into cosmetic brands first. Paul.
Yes.
This French company, whose motto until recent years was "Because I'm worth it," is the largest cosmetic company in the world.
I have an answer that came immediately. I just don't know. I'm just basically seeing, am I coming up with anything else? Because I'm worth it does sound familiar, and I really don't know if I don't immediately associate it with my answer, but I can't come up with anything else, so I'm just going with my gut on this and saying L'Oreal.
All right, you're locking in with L'Oreal. All right. And Liz, just so you know, he pre-called that his answer was going to be Elf, and it almost. I almost did an Elf question, but I've done that before, so I didn't. All right. Liz, your question. This oldest actively operating cosmetics brand started as a Tokyo pharmacy in 1872. They launched their first skincare product in 1897, which is still available today.
Shiseido?
Shiseido is your answer. Okay. Locking that in. Now we're going to move over to 80s hair metal. Who's excited?
Woo!
Woo!
And I'm actually going to ask them in the opposite order I normally do because the questions are related.
Ooh.
All right. So, Paul. Hanoi Rocks were a Finnish rock band formed in 1979. They were the first Finnish band to chart in the UK and were also popular in Japan. By 1984, the band was considered to be on the verge of an international breakthrough when they released their first major label album for CBS and headed for their first U.S. tour. The tour was, however, cut short when their drummer died in a drunk driving incident. What was the name of that drummer?
That was Nicholas Razzle Dingley.
All right, Nicholas Razzle Dingley.
Dang.
And Liz. The driver of the car that tragically took that life was Vince Neil, frontman for what 80s hair band? Apparently, his doctor made him feel way too good.
I see what you did there. That is my favorite hair metal band, actually. Yes, I have a favorite hair metal band, Motley Crue.
All right, locking in with Motley Crue.
And I actually did not know that guy from Hanoi Rock's name. But I did know when he said the car that he did the car accident thing, I was like, I bet that was Vince Neil's accident.
and that's why I did. Yeah. And as soon as he started talking about Hanoi Rocks, by the way, my favorite hair metal band, I was like, okay. And if there's something associated with this, I know exactly where he's going to go. And I know what the other half of this is going to be. And
yep. Those are courtesy of Brewer over there at Skillet Brew Trivia.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go back to our questions and I'll give you some answers. The French company whose motto until recent years was "Because I'm worth it," their current motto, I believe, is "Because we're worth it," is in fact L'Oreal.
Nice.
And yeah, Liz, you were absolutely right on the cosmetic brand that started as a Tokyo pharmacy in 1872. Shiseido, yep.
That was one that didn't give me a million years and never happening.
That's one of those ones that if you gave me like a list of words, I would be able to identify it as a brand, but I would never be able to pull it without anything.
I know exactly what the type of answer you're talking about. Yeah, give me 100 selections and
Yep.
I'll find it.
Yeah.
No, give me three selections and I'm not finding that.
Well, to be fair, it was my career for several decades. So,
Sure.
to be fair.
Yep.
First
Well,
time we met face to face was in The Gilded Girl.
indeed.
aww.
Memories.
Well, I don't think there's any secrets on the hair metal side with how quickly both of you answered. The drummer who died in the drunk driving incident was Nicholas Razzle Dingley. And the driver of that car was Vince Neil, frontman for Motley Crue. So you both got your wagers. So it's going to be a matter of what was wagered here. So we're going to find out. Paul, you had 110. What did you wager?
I took that 110, crumpled it in a ball, and whipped it all right at you.
Yep, which is exactly what I figured you were going to do, because fuck it, fake internet points. So, Paul, you are sitting at 220. So it's all up to what Liz did today.
So the score is currently 220 to 120.
Yep.
Okay, that was a great time, everybody. Hey, I got to get moving, so I'll talk to you all later. Thank you so much.
Not so fast. Liz, what did you wager today?
I also crumpled them up in a little ball and chucked them at you and said, "Take all my points."
She did. So with a final score of 240 to 220, looks like Adam Spies actually owes you both a 200 club pin.
Aha! Bends the
So
rules,
yeah,
Adam.
start harassing him about that. He's really fallen behind on sending them out for this show. I don't know why. Thought we all here in the trivia space supported each other, but apparently not. It is what it is. But Liz, congratulations. First time on and first win.
No, thank you very much. That was super fun and good game, Paul.
Yeah, excellent job. Real, real nail biter at the end there.
It often
Stupid
is.
crap. I can't believe I just read the thing and I'm gonna have to take a look. It's probably like right above the one that I did read. What was the other question?
Chipotle.
The Chipotle one. It's probably like
I
right
believe it
there,
is.
and I just focused on Chipotle and didn't.
It's all
No.
good. Well, on our way out here, you can promote anything you want, say anything you want, be silent. I don't give a shit. Paul, what do you want to say? You lost, so you get to go first.
Well, we're probably both going to say the same thing. Hey, if you're ever in the Pittsburgh area, come to a trivia game that one of us hosts. Oh, and if you're going to Sporiflcon, come to our hosting events there.
That is accurate. That's what I figured you would both say. Yeah, Paul is got some Steel City trivia over there, and you'll see them at SporkleCon if you're going. I unfortunately will be missing that this year. I'm a little sad about that.
No
But
excuse. No good excuse.
a very good excuse. My co-host doesn't want me to go.
Ah, so demanding.
Yeah, my broke bestie
He
over
would have
there.
such a blast there. Don't try and pin this on him. He wants to go.
If he was a little bit older and would have all his shots by the time, that comes around and the wife would let me take him on a plane at 2 months old, then yeah, sure, he'd be coming.
Okay, the shots thing, I guess that's a reasonable
Yeah.
excuse.
Just
Just
give him some ivermectin. It's fine.
All right, Joe Rogan, settle down. All right, Liz, what do you have to promote by any chance?
Basically the exact same thing Paul did. If you're ever in Pittsburgh, come and play either Madcap Trivia or Steel City Trivia. And also, you can find me at SporkleCon, partnered with Muffy Morocco, at Just Enough Quiz with Muffy and Liz, Part 2, Electric Quizaloo. That will be on Friday night. So come and check it out.
If I recall from the
And
last SporkleCon, that was a great game, so you definitely should check that out.
that
Oh, thank you.
was such a good game. I absolutely loved what you two did last time.
Oh,
Yeah,
thank you.
it's So you're doing Friday night. I'm doing Sunday afternoon. So we're kind of opening and closing the event.
Nice. Well, if you're listening to this and you haven't bought tickets for SporkleCon yet, what are you waiting for? Chicago is a fantastic city. SporkleCon's a great time. It'll probably be the best time you have this summer, so go out and buy those. And that's really all
100%.
I've got today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Drew. This was so much fun. Thanks for inviting me.
That's it for this episode of Nerd Off. Tune in next week. Same nerd time, same nerd channel.